the outdoor living segment of Rosie on the House.
Rosie.
Yeah.
Whoa. Gary D here.
Gary D.
Well, I just got a call from Bob in Tucson. Now, what he's going to tell me, I hope you're strapped in, if this is true or false, and this is a question for Joyce. He wanted to know more about the historic Romero Ranch in Oro Valley.
Oh.
Did you know anything about that?
A little. Jennifer and I have hiked up to the Romero Ponds. I don't know much about the family. I do know I'm not related to them.
Oh, you're not?
Nope.
Oh. Doggone it.
I have no claim to that side of the family tree. Joyce, do you know the Romero Ranch?
Yes, I've heard about it. In Oro Valley, we have quite a few historic and prehistoric, deep history archaeological sites, and Romero Ruins is one of them. And it Francisco Romero built his house on top of ruins that were Hohokam ruins, and he was one of the first settlers in the area. And he tried to raise cattle there. He didn't stay there very long. There was a lot of Apaches that lived in the area that wanted the cattle, and so there was quite a bit of fighting. And so he left eventually. His son came back after a while, but it's Romero Ruin. It's a very rich and important site. You should visit it.
Now, that's north of you. That's north of Steam Pump, right?
Yes, that's north in Catalina State Park.
Right in the Catalina State Park, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, the hike up to Romero Ponds is nice. It's a nice little hike. So, yeah. We're here with John J. Harper and Joyce Richner, who's joining us up from Oro Valley today. You were just about ready before we went to break, Joyce, talking about some of the archaeological fields of discovery that you have in about and around southern Arizona. I tell people all the time that the more history I learn about Arizona, really south of the Gila River is about 600 years of history before anything ever really kicked in north of, with the as far as European occupation goes. Mm-hmm. And the amount of history in southern Arizona is just insurmountable. It is so rich.
Yes, it is. We have so many sites there, and that's why I think it's really important to preserve them and then educate the young people and the public about them. One of the oldest sites in the southern Arizona is called the Las Capas site, and it's off of I-10. And it's 4,000 years old, and they have found the oldest and most sophisticated irrigation system, canal system, during that era at Las Capas. And a lot of the work that I have done with the Heritage Garden, in particular the Ancient Crops Garden, is in conjunction with Desert Archaeology and Archaeology Southwest. So Jenny Adams, who's a groundstone expert, and I work together, and I actually grow the kind of corn, which is called chapalote, which is closest to what they found cobs in the archaeological site at Las Capas. So that's one amazing place, and we're still learning from them. And also there's another place.
Now, is Las Capas the one that stopped the construction of the road and expansion of the water treatment facility in North Tucson?
Yes.
It's right there off of 10, right?
Yes, right off of 10.
Up, mm-hmm. Kind of, is it by Twin Peaks?
By Sweetwater.
Sweetwater. Not far from the water treatment plant right there.
Right.
And exactly. They were going to expand that.
Right.
And the excavators started turning up all this stuff, and somebody caught on to it and said, this stuff we shouldn't be tearing up.
That's right.
And the whole construction of the water treatment expansion facility was put off several years while they were in there finding out how significant a site they had discovered.
How incredibly significant. And the field cells that we found at Las Capas were the inspiration for the formation of the garden that I grow at Steam Pump Ranch. They sunk their beds deeply so that they could capture the water. And then they had a series of canals. In the Las Capas case, it was off of the Santa Cruz River. But the principle still remains the same of you want to collect your water, sink it into the earth, and then have earthen berms, and then have canals to direct your water. Another place that we have in Oral Valley is called the Honeybee Village, and that's another amazing, amazing site. It's a Hohokam era, and we at Steampunk Ranch have a replica of a pit house that you would find at Honeybee. And again, Archaeology Southwest will be coming on, and they, Alan DeNoria, can tell you more about that.
Yeah, Jennifer, you have him in about a month or so.
Right, mid-December.
Like that. That'll be a hoot. I'm dying to learn how to throw an atlatl. I'm going to have to bring an atlatl target to do it right here in studio.
Well.
All right, folks, more when we get back. Don't go anywhere.